Good afternoon, I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News Headlines at 5:04. A 24-year-old woman who was a cheerleading coach at a Cincinnati high school will become the seventh person to die from injuries when a stage collapsed at the Indiana State Fair. Megan Toothman was among those injured with the stage collapse happening August 13th, her family now preparing to donate her organs. In Indiana, the unemployment rate was up a tick in July to 8.5%. On WFYI's No Limit show last week, we revisited our topic from 1 year ago, jobs and the economy. Marion Mayor Wayne Siebold says his city is holding his own, but a focus needs to be on motivating people who have had the most trouble finding jobs.
And I keep bringing this up, when you get people who have been on unemployment for a long time, it's hard to get them back into the workforce. And as those things people go to work and then they leave and then they go somewhere else and they leave. And we're seeing when people have been on unemployment for a long time, it's you got to get a hold of them and get them back into the mode of working. And sometimes that's a difficult thing.
Ahead this Thursday at noon on No Limits, we'll look at Indiana's homegrown food movement. Indiana Supreme Court Chief Justice Randall Shepard will give the keynote address during Friday's rededication ceremony at the Jefferson County Courthouse steps. A weekend celebration will mark the reopening of the courthouse that has undergone an $8 million renovation following a fire in 2009. Purdue University political scientist Glenn Parker says Congress's popularity is at the lowest it's been in 80 years. Parker blames the decline on the economy and the presidency. Right now, sun and clouds and 84 degrees for WFYI News.